Google is searching for a way into the smartphone market. Today, it could be one step closer to that goal. This is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Google has announced a $1.1 billion deal with Taiwanese consumer electronics firm HTC. The deal gives Google half of HTC's smartphone research and development team and some of its intellectual property. Analysts say the move will help Google compete against rival Apple in the smartphone market. What does HTC get, though? The BBC's Cindy Su reports from Taipei.
For HTC, the deal comes at a crucial time. It's been operating at a loss in recent years. The company was once one of the top three smartphone vendors in the world and held the biggest share of the U.S. market at one point. But it has been unable to compete with the much bigger players, Apple and Samsung. HTC says this is not the end of its smartphone business. It vowed to continue to innovate in its smartphone and virtual reality business. The money from Google, which will be paid in cash, may be just the lifeline it needs.
Cindy Su, let's do the numbers. Before the deal with Google was unveiled, HTC shares were suspended from trading today. The Taiwan Stock Exchange weighted index, though, closed up 59 points or 0.56%, while Alphabet, the U.S. tech giant's parent, ended Wednesday's session up 1%. In Europe, despite protests in Catalonia ahead of contentious referendum on independence, Spain's IBEX rose 22 points or 0.21%. Now, nature abhors a vacuum, they say, but in the Netherlands, the economy is growing at its fastest rate in a decade, despite there being no government. Elections in March left a muddled mandate, and political parties are still negotiating 6 months after the vote. Marike Blom is chief economist for ING. She says the lack of a political leader doesn't necessarily matter because today's growth is being driven by post-2008 reforms.
Well, of course, what we can see now is that consumers are really consuming again, so they're really buying. That's a lot on the back of a housing market that's doing much better than it's done over the last couple of years. So we see many people buying a new home, but also companies are investing and exports are going well as well. So altogether, that leads to really good growth.
And the forecast is for a 3% expansion. Now, that's higher than France or Germany. That's pretty impressive.
Yes, it is. It is. But it does also mean if you compare to the level to where France stands or Germany stands, compared to pre-crisis, then we still have catching up to do. So you could say that the speed of growth is higher here than it is in those countries. But if you look at how well people are doing compared to how well they were doing pre-crisis, Dutch consumers are still not better off than in those two countries.
Can we go so far as to say that an absence of politicians is actually a good thing for the economy? A lot of people around the world in different places will be wondering that.
Yes, well, I read some polls yesterday, and it actually said that popularity of the current government seems to be at an all-time high. It's interesting to see that that all-time high is actually 34% of Dutch people currently have faith in the government. So it's all relative.
Marike Blom. India's Mother Teresa was known for looking after orphans, lepers and the dying. She was also instantly recognizable from her clothes, a white sari with a blue border. Well, that iconic garment is now being trademarked. Rahul Tandon reports.
I've come to a factory on the outskirts of Kolkata. Here they make one of the world's most famous saris that was worn by Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa decided to have the saris made here because this is a leper colony. It gave them work because many people in India would have nothing to do with lepers. Let's go and talk to one of the workers. Rani has been here for many years.
I am a leper, and before this I never had a job. I make a sari every day. Without this work, I could not survive.
Mother Teresa may have died 20 years ago, but she's still very much part of the fabric of this city. Since she was made a saint, lots of tourists have come to Kolkata to see where she lived and worked. Whilst that's good for the economy, it has led to some concerns.
Hello, welcome to Biswajit Sarkar office, advocate and IP attorneys. How can I help you?
Because at this office, they're worried that some people might try and cash in on Mother Teresa's iconic symbols. And so, They've trademarked some of them, like her sari. Lawyer Biswajit Sarkar came up with the plan.
It is very important that it should be protected so that no other person is trying to take such kind of pattern for their ulterior motive.
Writer Sandeep Roy says expect to see Indians trademarking a lot more of their products pretty soon.
Your cultural heritage can easily be usurped by someone else and turned into intellectual property that then you have to pay for in order to use it.
India's message is clear. World, keep your hands off our products.
The BBC's Rahul Tandon. Finally, success comes at a price, sometimes too high a price. A French chef has returned his restaurant's 3 Michelin stars because of the stress of serving up perfect food. Sebastian Bra says he knows he'll be less famous, but he says, I can accept that. We're not after fame either, just your listening satisfaction. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.